North Dakota legislative leaders agree lawmakers need to leave the principle of the legacy fund alone for now. Beginning in 2017, the legislature can start spending from the fund, but only with a two-thirds vote of both houses, and only 15% of the fund can be accessed at any one time. House Majority Leader Al Carlson says he thinks the fund should be left as it is.
This is a generational fund. This isn't meant for you and I. This is meant for our kids and our grandkids.
Carlson says there are other trust funds that could be used. House Minority Leader Kenton Onstad says he too believes most of the money needs to be kept in the fund until it's needed. However,
we have to look at making unique investments into the state of North Dakota, and that would be to use only a small portion of those earnings.
Assistant Senate Minority Leader Joan Heckman says she too believes the legislature will not have to dip into the fund in the 2017 session. But she said the legislature missed an opportunity to plan for the future when a bill to create a legacy foundation was turned down.
I don't want 141 of us coming in to the 2017 session and doing the monster mash and all of us throwing in bills and hoping some of them survive to be able to use some of that interest.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner says he could support using some of the fund's earnings for behavioral health issues, including mental health and substance abuse treatment.
We are filling our prisons up with people that have these conditions. And ladies and gentlemen, our prison is full. They're full. And we need to find ways to treat these people that are not violent offenders.
The leaders spoke at the Greater North Dakota Chamber's Policy Summit in Bismarck. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.